Welcome to Tales from the Mouse House, Minnie Mouse Cast number one. Now, I bet you're wondering, why a Minnie Mouse cast? Well, Joyce and I were talking about our favorite subject, and of course that's Disneyland, and we came to the realization that there is so much information out there, and some of it is time sensitive, and we can't wait for our regularly scheduled podcast. So we came up with the idea of a shorter version of our podcast, and I know some of you are thinking, yay, shorter podcasts, but chill. That's why we came up with the Minnie Mouse Cast. It's kind of a play on words. Giggle, giggle.
Yes, a little mini podcast.
Right.
And make sure that you stay tuned at the end of the show for contest details.
Ooh, contest. Now, the format of the Minnie Mouse Cast are going to be a little familiar to you because we're going to kind of set them up similar to our regular Tales from the Mouse House podcast. And we're going to have segments. We're going to have a brief news segment, and then we'll also have segment number two. We haven't come up with a name yet, so if you guys have some suggestions, let us know. But segment number two is going to be where we play any special interviews that we may have conducted, or maybe part two of an interview that we recently conducted, or any special audio clips that we may have picked up that we thought would be of interest.
Mickey's Trick or Treat Party is now at Disneyland and runs through Halloween night. If you're booking a vacation and don't plan to attend the event, remember that the park closes early on party nights, but California Adventure stays open later.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that.
And tonight they're having a special Tron because it's one of the Tuesday night Mickey's Trick or Treat. So in order to compensate the guests, they're going to have an extra Tron night, electronica or whatever it's called.
Electronica. She's not a Tron geek like me.
No, I'm not.
And like Kenny. Kenny, you know who you are. Hey, did you know that annual pass holders can save up to 40% on Disneyland Resort hotels through December 20th? Rooms must be reserved before October 16th, and there are blackout dates, and rooms are limited.
And currently, the Disney reservation line is closed until 1 p.m. today, and they will reopen at 7 a.m. on October the 14th.
Which is Thursday, so make sure that you're on your cell phone or on your landline and you're ready to dial.
And I dialed today, and we're going back in December.
Yeah, we're going back in December. We were going to try to go back for that trick-or-treat party, but the rooms were all booked up. We couldn't get in. So we're going in December, December 10th, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going
December. Just for a couple days, though.
Yeah, for the weekend to experience the holiday decorations.
Yes. Join Disney for 7 days of special events leading up to the October 17th Chalk Walk.
Whoa. Wait a minute, dude. What the heck is a Chalk Walk?
Chalk is the acronym for Children's Hospital of Orange County.
Ah.
So what that is Disney, they bring magic to the Orange County families, and they've been doing this for over 20 years and have raised $15 million. Registration for the event is open until 3 p.m. on Saturday, October 16th, or when walker capacity is reached. For more information, visit downtowndisney.com/Anaheim, or you can access the link on our Podbean site.
Or you can visit Babes in Disneyland blog, right?
Yes.
No, that's Lisa Robertson's Disney blog. It's a terrific blog. She's got to be one of the foremost authorities on Disneyland. I mean, she's got an amazing website. And by the way, stay tuned to Tales from the Mouse House because Lisa's going to be a guest on our show very soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I like her blog.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, part two of our Skype interview with Rico Dosti, the host of the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast. Now, you said that you went to Disneyland in the late 90s. Now, how does that compare with your trip when you were a kid? I mean, do you remember?
Yeah, it was I went there with a friend that lives out there. He actually works for MGM, poor guy, because they're having financial trouble. So who wants to buy MGM and James Bond? You know, $10. Do I hear 20? But yeah, I was in there in the late 90s. I'm trying to recall the differences. You know, a lot of time had passed. You know, I was a kid when I'd been there before, and now older and wiser, of course. But the you know, we didn't get in early like at school, and didn't get that opportunity. But the but we did get to stay later than I remember doing before. Got to see the fireworks, the light show, all that junk, if I remember. And then there were a couple things that I hadn't seen that were, you know, then, like, I finally, I think, went on Space Mountain, and which was very cool. And the Star Wars Tours whole thing.
Star Tours, yes.
Yeah, that got added in mid-90s or so, is that right?
Yep.
Maybe they just mid to early. That down.
Well, they didn't close it down. They're refurbing
it. They're redoing it, right? They're creating a new. Yeah, so that was cool, of course, for me and Captain EO and what else?
Captain EO's back now.
Yeah, Captain EO's back on a limited run right now.
Boy, that's amazing. That's been around a long time.
That Disneyland stayed open for, I think it was 60 hours straight.
When it first released, right in the 80s, right?
When it first released, because it was so popular, and they didn't want to turn anyone away. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, we found that out.
60 hours.
Yeah, the last time we went to Disney, the host at the attraction told us that as part of the introduction. Oh, that was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. Did they say if they were planning on doing that, or did they just basically just couldn't, like, stop the people and just decided it kind of at the spur of the moment, hey, guys, don't go home with the working. We're just going to stay open.
Pretty much. It was an impromptu thing, right?
Yeah, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, they didn't want to turn anyone away, so they just let everyone that was there,
you know, to see it. Yeah, that is an amazing thing. I mean, that and then Indiana Jones, right?
That's funny. I was just getting ready to ask you if you had the opportunity to ride.
Yeah, Temple of the Forbidden Eye, correct?
Exactly.
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Love that. But yeah, that was very cool. And I of course, you know, big Indiana Jones fan. So that was very very neat to see, I thought. And
let me ask you this: now, you've been to Disneyland and you've been to Disney World. Which one do you think is better? And I mean, obviously, everybody's going to say, most people will say Disney World because it's so huge. But which one do you think is better?
It's a hard thing. I don't know if I could say which one I feel is better. I think that I have different feelings about both of them. When I think about Disneyland, I think about, you know, when I was growing up in California, I have sort of fond memories of that. I also think the thing I like about Disneyland, see, I'm a little different in some respects. I don't necessarily like bigger always. So, you know, I even avoid sometimes these really huge conventions that are going on at this time of the year, just because I've been to a lot of smaller conventions and found those more fun and more interesting. Some of those big ones kind of turn me off a little bit. So, and the thing that I like about Disneyland is you can actually, like, see it and enjoy it and do it. When you go to Disney World, we were there with our kids years ago and, you know, did Epcot and did all the things, the animal park kingdom thingy or whatever it's called. And we were there like almost a week, and I don't think we still saw everything. So they both have sort of pluses and minuses. You know, the Disney World part of it, I think, has a fairly similar and kind of has a similar feel in comparison to Disneyland on its own. But, you know, when you combine all those other things, Epcot and everything that's down at Disney World, it's a different kind of experience.
We talked a little bit about Pirates and Space Mountain and the Matterhorn. So those are all different types of rides. Do you have any favorite type of ride, one that you prefer over another, or do you just basically like everything?
I think I said I would say it's probably a toss up between the Pirates and the Haunted Mansion of my favorites.
That's why you're my hero, because those are my two favorites.
That's, you know, I guess I like the combination again of, you know, you're going into something that's sort of like it's real in a way. But then it goes into sort of the ride aspect of it a little bit too. I just think that they're a lot more interesting, those experiences, than just a typical amusement park slash ride.
So, Rico, if you were going to plan a trip to the happiest place on earth, what kind of questions would you have? You know, what would you want to know before you go?
Before I go, mm-hmm. I guess I'd, you know, since I, you know, it's been at least 10 plus years that since I've been there, I'd want to know, you know, okay, so what's new there that I haven't seen? And so I could make sure to see that. What have they changed? Like, I guess I wasn't as aware that they've updated rides like they have, like you talked about, as much as they have. Like, the, you know, I would go maybe by the Pirates thing and say, oh, I've been on that. I don't necessarily... But I didn't realize that they've changed it like that. So yeah, those kinds of things. I'd like to know what's new and what they've updated, and so I wouldn't miss out on any changes like that. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to go back and see even the stuff that hasn't changed. You know, just it's exactly the way it was the last time I went on it, pretty much, and have that.
Well. Like, I think I mentioned it earlier, we started a new segment on our show we call Magical Memories. What, I mean, do you have anything that you could think of from when you were a kid or, you know?
Yeah, I'd say probably mine was just what we went through already, but the, you know, going in that one time with the school trip, you know, first going through those gates, you know, with the park being empty and just kind of like running and racing like a kid, you know, or as a kid or... you know, to what, you know, everyone wanted to do. Everyone was scattering. And yeah, that was probably, I'll always remember that one little scene or that one little moment kind of thing. I think probably even the first time on the Matterhorn was kind of a cool experience, just because I'd been on roller coasters before, but it goes inside the mountain and then outside and stuff. And it was kind of different. And it may have been one of the first things I ever went on in the park too, that I can recall.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt, but just real quick,
yeah,
you want to know a secret about the Matterhorn?
Yeah.
There's a half-court basketball court at the very top of it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Well, they have a lot of, there was a lot of, after they closed it up, after the People Mover, right?
No, it was after the Sky Lift.
Or the Sky Lift, that's right, the Sky Ride. They closed that all up, and they had a lot of free space up there. And, you know, they frequently have cast members that walk through the mountain there for maintenance and things. And they actually put a half-court basketball court up there to keep them entertained.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. I never heard that before.
Yeah, that's one of those hidden treasures that we talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably just getting there, you know, being able, you know, the first trip with the school there when it was all empty and everything like that. And it was, it's very interesting.
Well, thank you, Rico, for spending time with us.
Oh, I mean, it was great. Yeah. It was, you know, it's funny to how, once I get talking about it, how much I do remember. I guess my memory maybe isn't so bad, but yeah.
In honor of electronica at Disney's California Adventure, Joyce and I came up with this interesting little contest. As Joyce mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to have a contest, and the winner will receive an official Disney trading pin. Now, we've got two of these little guys here. They kind of look like, well, would you say lanyards?
They look like lanyards or like marathon
maybe
ribbons.
Maybe marathon
or
ribbons,
something.
Yeah. Like first place ribbons, like first place in a contest. One's pink and one is blue, so make sure that you let us know if you're a male or female, or if you don't care if you get pink or blue. But the winner will win one of these two fine trading pins. Great way to start your collection. So, in honor of electronica, in the original Tron movie, Jeff Bridges played a character with the last name of Flynn. What was Flynn's first name? And what type of business does Flynn own and operate? Now, you have to get both parts correct in order to win. And hey, I have an idea. Let's do a bonus question. And the winner of the bonus question is going to win, can you hear this? This neat little thing that we picked up at Disneyland. on our recent visit. It's they're called McKees. Well, that's kind of original. They're really, what are they? You would just call them toppers for keys?
Yeah, they fit over the top of your key. And we bought a Mickey and a Minnie. So if you have
a preference.
Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, so the winner of the bonus will win one of these. Listen, one of these Mickey toppers for your keys. They're kind of cool. One's a Mickey, one's a Minnie. They've got a little keychain on them, so it's cool. So if you get both parts correct and the bonus question, you could conceivably win the jackpot, which is the key topper and the pin. Joyce, what do you think we should ask as the bonus question?
Okay, here's the bonus question. What iconic video game character has a cameo in the original Tron?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. Of course you do. You came up with a question. Okay, so if you think that you have the right answer, email that answer to talespodcast@cox.net. And in the subject line, put Minnie Mouse Cast Trivia Question Number 1. And then in the body of your email, put your answer and all your contact information. And if you win, we will get these wonderful prizes valued at well over $20, easily, including shipping and handling, to you.
And make sure that you specify pink, blue, Mickey, Minnie, all that good stuff.
Thanks for listening. And if you like these shorter shows, or if you have an idea or maybe a request for an upcoming show, drop us a line at talespodcast@cox.net.
Or post to our Facebook or Twitter page at Tales Podcast.
You can also leave a comment for us on our Podbean account at talesfromthemousehouse.podbean.com. Or leave us feedback on iTunes. Please. This podcast, copyright 2010 by Blue Ocean Productions. And
see you real soon.